there's a lot of satanic hitting going on at the minute, which I'm shocked about. And not just specifically the people that were there at the weekend, because that is very specific to their experience. But I've heard comments, you know, didn't the boat sink? It's hardly something to celebrate. And in actual fact, two friends of mine have said that they come from a Catholic background, and to them the shipyard was a sectarian symbol because it was mostly Protestant workers, and that's why they can't support the Titanic celebration. Now, these are both two people in their early 40s who are saying this. One friend said, and I said, well, you know, you can't object to the employment practices of 100 years ago, and you can't blame the Protestant workers. And she said, well, she didn't blame the Protestant workers, but the owners, because they were responsible for hiring only one religion. Now, these are two people in their early 40s who think of that. And I think that's shocking. And I think maybe that, you know, there's general Titanic hatred going on. People are saying it's a white elephant. There's too much money going into it. You know, things like the staircase, which personally I don't care about either. So I think that there's a lot of Titanic bashing going on. And some of it may be dressed up as, you know, the argument that it's a white elephant, but in actual fact there's something more behind it that maybe some people with Catholic background feel that they can't identify with it, which I think is a terrible shame, because to me, we're not celebrating the fact that people died or the ship sank or that it was mostly built by Protestants. We're commemorating a magnificent world-class feat of engineering created by the hands of Belfast workers.
Well,
and that's
just
our heritage in Belfast. Belfast isn't about thatched cottages and leprechauns. We were a powerhouse of the Industrial Revolution, and that's the foundations that our city was built on, and we have to celebrate that.